This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 475, Why IELTS Speaking is Easier Than TOEFL Speaking.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today you'll see the big differences between IELTS speaking and TOEFL speaking, and you'll find out why there are no common strategies between these two exams.
Hey Jessica, what's going on? How's Ozzy doing out there?
Ozzy's doing great.
That's good.
We organized who's going to take care of him while I'm in Boston, and good. We found this amazing home on rover.com. Aww. So, yeah, everything's good. So when do you think you're going to get your dog, Lindsay?
Oh my God, I'm getting a dog this weekend, actually. No, literally. I'm not getting my own dog, but we are taking care of a friend's dog this weekend this weekend and into next week. So his name is Copper, and he's a cute little dog, and he's also kind of crazy. He's like an adolescent dog. He's kind of insane. We're going to be taking care of a dog this weekend. That's why I asked you about Ozzy. I'm on the dog train.
That's so funny. Oh, that's awesome. What kind of dog is it? Like, what breed?
I don't even know. I think he's a mix. Just sort of has resemblances of like a golden retriever, but he's copper colored, like dark brown and black. Aww. I have no idea, actually, what kind of dog he is.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, you're going to be a temporary dog owner.
Yeah, exactly.
So there's a lot of differences between having a permanent dog and a temporary dog, right?
Oh, yeah, I would imagine.
This is my segue, just like there are big differences between IELTS and TOEFL.
Brilliant. Love the segue. I think our listeners saw that coming. I'm sure they did. I love it.
I signaled that a bit too heavily. But anyway, that is what we're talking about, guys. So as we hope you know, I am on Facebook Live every Thursday, 12 or Portland, Oregon time, 12 noon Pacific Standard Time. So every Thursday, guys, the audience is growing and growing. There are thousands of people showing up now. Hundreds of comments to go through. So guys, this is your chance. It's a small window, but if you get in early, post early, then you have a good chance of me answering your IELTS questions. So that's going well. And awesome. One of the questions was, so there was one person asking a lot about the differences between IELTS and TOEFL. What is it? How are they different? And we've touched on this before, so I'll link back to that episode in the blog, guys. Come back to IELTS.allearsenglish.com. This is episode 475. I'll link to the other episode outlining the basic differences between these two exams. But today we're going to focus on the speaking exam and how they are completely different.
Yeah, I know a lot of people make the mistake of thinking that they're the same or they're similar. I mean, we know that we've seen a lot of teachers out there that teach every exam, and when they say they teach it every exam, they likely don't teach any of them very well. I hate to say it, but
it's true though.
Just the truth.
It's,
yeah.
Cause it's impossible. We have students ask TOEFL questions sometimes, like in the Facebook Live, and I direct them, immediately to our friend Jamie from, the Success Academy.
Yeah. Yes.
English Success Academy. Cause she, specializes in TOEFL, and she will, in the same way, direct IELTS people towards us. So we know the value of specialization, guys. But what we do know of TOEFL is how it's given and how it's presented, what you are required to do is completely different. IELTS is so much more straightforward. The speaking exam, you have three parts. That's it. You got three parts. The first part, you answer general questions, personal questions, right?
Yeah.
Do you like shopping? What do you take pictures of? Super easy. Speaking part two, you know we've talked about this. You describe something for 2 minutes. Part three, a little bit more academic. You use linking words. You answer the question. Like, it's really straightforward, right?
That's
but good. TOEFL, guys, TOEFL, it has six different parts. Six.
Wow.
It takes 20 minutes and it's all you talking to a computer. Like, it's really hard.
Oh, man, I'd rather be taking IELTS.
I know, right? So some of the possible situations. Now, this is on the TOEFL like website, guys. I'm not making this stuff up. You could be in situations where you have to respond to questions. So that's like IELTS. Mm-hmm. Or contribute to a class discussion. Okay. Read or listen to something and then summarize it. Give your opinions of topics. Now, that's like IELTS. Mm. That's okay. But can you imagine how unnatural, how manufactured it would be to try and contribute to a class discussion when you're by yourself and you're talking to a computer with headphones on?
Yeah, it sounds like TOEFL is trying to mimic a wider variety of skills that you would need in the classroom, right? Like,
sure.
They're coming at it from all these different angles, whereas IELTS, luckily, it's much more focused and much more, as you said, more streamlined and straightforward.
And I mean, I get the value. I understand why they would want to try and create these different contexts, but it's impossible to create them. It's like they're just creating them just to say that they're there, just to be like, we expect you to be able to communicate in a variety of situations. But I promise you it's easier to talk to a student face to face, you know, like in the classroom, than it is to listen to the recording of someone you don't know talking and then speak to a computer with a timer on the screen. Like, counting down the seconds of your speech. Like, none of that is real life.
Yeah. It feels very robotic and false and fake, right? I mean, as long as you guys are practicing, you know, with a teacher or in like mock exam situations for the IELTS, you'll be ready to talk to an examiner.
Hello, awesome listeners and IELTS candidates. If you want the unique and specialized set of requirements, the set of strategies that will get you that 7 or higher on your next IELTS exam, look no further than 3 Keys IELTS. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. Exactly. Yeah. So the IELTS is just more straightforward to prepare for. I mean, three parts versus six parts, you know what I mean? And with only three parts and very clear expectations on each part, you know what to practice for. You know what skills are needed, what type of vocab, how to organize answers, because you know exactly what to expect. But with TOEFL, it's like, maybe you'll have to do this. Perhaps you'll, you know, like do, I don't know. Like, and then there's integrated tasks. You have to read something and listen to something and summarize it or respond to it. Or I don't know. Oh. It's really hard.
Yeah. So what should our listeners keep in mind then when it comes to like understanding the differences between speaking in IELTS and TOEFL for today?
So guys, if you are preparing for TOEFL or perhaps you need it for some reason where you can't take IELTS, which I don't think that situation exists, but if it does, definitely keep in mind that you have a lot more preparation ahead of you if you're preparing for TOEFL speaking, because you have a lot more skills to practice for. The reading, the listening, the summarizing, the all the different possible situations and scenarios, speaking into a computer, speaking while staring at a timer. All of these are things that have to be practiced specifically for TOEFL and not for IELTS, right?
Yeah.
So definitely know what is required of you. And make sure if you have an intricate study plan where you practice all these different possibilities. And, you know, I mean, that's what we do for IELTS. You know what the different things are, and we practice for them in an organized study plan. So, I mean, it's the same advice, but you just have to have a much more detailed study plan for TOEFL.
Yeah, exactly. And just make sure that I feel like a broken record here, but I feel like it can't be overemphasized. Make sure you're working with someone that specializes in TOEFL. Again, exactly. Like I get so weirded out when I see people that say they can prepare you for 5 different exams. It's just they can't. They can't, because the more that I've gotten to know IELTS over the last 3 years working with you, Jessica, I've understood. It's like the more you know, the more you have so much more to know. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So depth of a topic. Once you really know a little bit about a topic, you see the depth of it. And then you understand that not anyone can just do it.
Exactly, guys. So, I mean, if you are curious about what you need to know, just the basics about IELTS, like we've said some basics about TOEFL speaking today, like Lindsay said, get a taste of it, get to know, just start your knowledge, start your journey, and then you'll realize how much there is that you need to prepare for. So you can come back to the blog, come back to IELTS.allearsenglish.com. This is episode, 475?
475.
Mm-hmm. 475. And I will link to an episode just talking about the beginning of your preparation, right? So Like Lindsay said, just get some basics in your head, and then you'll know what to look for. You'll know what you need to study. You know what the road ahead of you might look like.
Yeah, exactly. And if you are going into IELTS, once you've seen that episode, that article on our blog, guys, you could get into a trial version of our course. You know, you get the first 3 days for $1. We don't talk about that as much on this podcast
these days.
But right, we still have the trial opportunity available, guys. And you can do the first 3 days of our study plan and get started, and you'll start to see how deep we will take you with this exam.
Ozzy is growling because he's like, why would you only want the trial? Get to the full course. That's what Ozzy's saying right now. Thanks,
he's
Ozzy.
Mascot.
He's our biggest mascot. Fan. Okay, so guys, definitely go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS, and you can go ahead and get into the course, and you can also upgrade to have personal classes with me and Ozzy.
You got it. Ozzy will be there.
He's always here.
All right.
Because awesome. I'm the full-time dog owner. You're the part-time dog owner.
I'm the part-time weekend dog owner. I'm the fair-weather dog owner.
All right, Lindsay. Thanks for chatting today.
All right. Take care. See you next time.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again, and see you soon.